The legislature is trying to close the $4 billion budget deficit this week, but a new report says the burden of closing the gap will fall too heavily on the poorest Alaskans. If every element of Governor Bill Walker's current fiscal plan is adopted, low-income Alaskans would lose nearly 10% of their income. Middle-income residents would lose about 4%, but the top 1% of state residents would only see a 1.3% cut. That's according to a report by the nonpartisan an Institute on Taxation and Economic Policy. The results would be more skewed if the state doesn't adopt an income tax. In that case, low-income residents would still lose more than 9%, middle-income residents would lose 3.5%, but the high-income Alaskans would lose less than a quarter of 1%. The Rasmussen Foundation commissioned the report. Foundation President and CEO Diane Kaplan says the report gives the legislature and the governor a chance to reflect on how their actions will affect different groups.
We are concerned about how different approaches affect our poorest, most vulnerable citizens. As our member of the legislature, as is the governor, and that's why they asked us to get this information for them.
The reason the results affect income groups in such different ways is that low-income residents rely much more on permanent fund dividends. They would see their checks cut in half by a proposal released by legislative finance committees this week. Walker also proposed a lower income tax rate than any other state in the country, 6% of the federal income tax liability. The new report found there would be a more balanced effect if the state reduced dividends by $370 and set income tax rates at 15% of residents' federal tax liability. Kaplan says the state needs a balanced approach.
There are several different approaches that are reviewed in the report. We don't endorse any one of them. We don't condemn any one of them. We say these are all good pieces of information for our elected officials to use as they come to a sound decision here before heading out of Juneau this year.
Revenue Commissioner Randall Hoffbeck says Walker's administration tried to be balanced while setting the income tax at a level that wouldn't be controversial. They ruled out a statewide property tax because there's scant information on some unorganized borough land, while a sales tax would also burden low- and middle-income residents and communities that already have their own local sales tax.
When it came right down to it, we found that the income tax was the one that really fit the governor's overall plan the best, in that the income tax is progressive. It hits the higher income taxpayers more, and that works in conjunction with a reduction in the size of the permanent fund dividend.
If being uncontroversial was the goal, it's not clear Governor Walker succeeded. Republican legislative leaders have resisted any income tax. Eagle River Republican Representative Dan Sadler asked Hoffbeck how Alaskans could be assured that once an income tax is introduced, the rate wouldn't be raised. The commissioner responded that Alaska has a history of eliminating income tax when state oil revenue went higher. Alaska is the only state in the country without either an income tax or a statewide sales tax. The House Finance Committee has scheduled public testimony on Walker's income tax proposal and the proposed permanent fund plan for this evening.